This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio show, home of the unadulterated, painful truths that plague us as a nation, as a people. A people who are lacking knowledge and being destroyed because of it. Let's continue here and talk about some of these people. These are the people that are actually electing the President of the United States, which actually makes perfect sense when you think about it. How else could these people get elected? Anthony C. Hill, Florida State Senator in the Democratic Party, currently serves as a legislative liaison for Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown. Vincent C. Gray, Mayor of District Columbia, Chairman of the Council of the District of Columbia. Alan Katz, what a bizarre thing here. Alan Katz, who's Alan Katz? He's a writer, producer, actor, and director with no political career whatsoever. You might recognize his work on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, Los Angeles, Sanford and Son, All in the Family, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, MASH, the TV series, Rhoda and Roseanne. Wow. You know, if you think about it, all of those shows are very actually political in their nature. Sanford and Son, All in the Family. Gotta love that. The Cher Show also. Now he's an elector for President of the United States. He can write a good joke and therefore can change the attitudes of the white race to be more accepting of interracial marriage and all of that stuff through All in the Family and Sanford and Son and all. That's great. Now he's an elector. No doubt he's a dual Israeli citizen. Remember, that's okay. He can be an elector as a citizen of another country. It's okay. No problem. President can elect, Bush had 32 dual Israeli citizens in his cabinet when 9/11 happened. That's okay. It's okay to have other countries, people from other countries. It's okay that Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, chose to serve in the Israeli military instead of the United States. That's okay, because Israel might as well be running the show here in the United States. Okay. International Zionism has a chokehold on America. It's that simple. You have bar attorneys, you have city commissioners, you have policy advisors for the Democratic Party and Republican Party. chairmans of the Democratic Party and Republican Party. It just goes down the list of all these people that you would not want electing the president. Because, and of course, these are the people who would give a pledge. Let's take James Randolph. Randy Evans is a bar attorney or lawyer and Republican from Georgia. He specializes in, quote, government ethics. One of these days, I'm going to finally get around to finishing this documentary on the Senate Ethics Committee and how ridiculous it is. It's honor among thieves. It's like prisoners having an ethics committee. It's ridiculous. None of them are going to tattle on each other because they're all committing insider trading and other crimes. There is no ethics in government. Give me a break. Who decides what's ethical? Why, of course, a committee of senators decides on whether or not another senator was ethical. Give me a break. There is no ethics. But thanks to bar attorneys like James Randolph, Randy Evans, who also gets to elect the president for some reason, we have the government ethics that we have. Former U.S. Representative for Illinois, Debbie Halverson, member of the Democratic Party. Of course, they all have to be members. But here's where it gets more interesting. Now, perhaps the last person that I would think of being an elector for the president of the United States would be the Hoffa family. But James Philip Hoffa in 2008, of course, James is the only son of the infamous Jimmy Hoffa. He's a bar attorney and a labor leader and the general president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Oh, well, there's no conflict of interest there. Yeah, put him up there. Let him elect the president. Hoffa was first elected during December 1998 and took office in 99. He was subsequently reelected in 2001, five-year terms. Irony so thick here. Can barely cut it with a knife. Ronald A. Gettelfinger. It's kind of an odd name. Ronald A. Gettelfinger is president of the United Auto Workers Union. He was that position from 2002 to 2010. Oh, big surprise. Another conflict of interest gets to elect the president. All right. Andrew Mark Cuomo. You probably know the name Cuomo from New York. He was 56 and current governor of New York. Not current, excuse me. Got to be an elector of the president. You know, does this really? Of course, he's the son of Mario Cuomo, who was ancestrally the 52nd governor of New York. Thomas DiNapoli, maybe you know that name. I sure do, because he's the one that controls New York's CAFRs, all of the investments in the pension system. He is the trustee. 54th comptroller of the state of New York. In charge of the entire investment structure of New York public pensions. He's a former state assemblyman in New York, appointed to the New York comptroller in February 7, 2007. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, on a personal note, our electors here in Utah, I was shocked to see that our Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff, who's just an incredible bastard, just an incredibly bad person. I've had the displeasure of being in his company, and I actually did a wonderful little We Are Change thing where I confronted him and why he was committing misprision of treason by not submitting to the federal court the massive evidence we'd compiled, the dossier on 9/11. That was one of my favorite confrontations in We Are Change, actually. But he's, of course, an elector of president. Now, the Attorney General is a military office. Most people don't really quite comprehend that when you hear the word general or lieutenant attorney general, I mean, it's a military office. It's technically, because all of the enabling acts in order for a state to become a state or for a territory to become a state, they were required to follow the enabling acts to become a state and have a constitution. And, of course, they have to, as a state, agree to follow the United States Constitution, which usurps everything. So when we look at the enabling acts for each state, and you can find those for your own state if you just type in, say, oh, I don't know, Colorado enabling acts, they'll come up. You can look at those and you can see that it's a requirement to be a state. It's not a choice. It's a requirement to have a governor, because the governor, of course, is the in charge of the military of the state, which is the National Guard. It's a requirement to have an attorney general of the Bar Association, which is an executive office of the president. It's a requirement to have these things. It's not a choice. If it was a choice, each state would have a different official by a different name. We wouldn't have 50 governors who then conspire in their little private association with tea. We live in illusion. We live in the United States of illusion. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
Folks, if you are not familiar with what are called the Enabling Acts, probably one of the most important parts of your history, or I should say of your state's history. Now, I just happened to get my hands on this not too long ago. It was after I learned about this. But they had the ninth annual, quote, and justice for all, quote, continuing legal education seminar. And it was about state sovereignty and contemporary challenges put on by the Law and Justice Center here in Utah. And, of course, it was co-sponsored by the Salt Lake County Bar Association. I just happened to get a copy of this. And it goes through several challenges for state sovereignty. It doesn't really explain to you that there is no such thing as state sovereignty because we agreed not to be sovereign by taking upon ourselves the Constitution of the United States. For instance, first of all, let me read you from our Enabling Act here in Utah. And what you find is that with all uniform type of laws, and that's what this is, it was a uniform act that was pretty much required by all states to become a state. So this was before the state was the territory became a state. And when we say territory, don't forget, we're talking about a United States claimed territory. Okay? So the territory became a state being a corporate body politic. All right. There is no sovereignty in states. That's a ridiculous concept. If there was, the Civil War never would have happened. All these states threatening secession today, don't believe it. It's a bunch of malarkey. You would have to actually exit the system, stop being citizens of the United States. That's the only way that you would actually be able to be sovereign. Okay? Let's go to the Enabling Act itself. So second, in Section 3, second, that the people this is a requirement to become a state, that the people inhabiting said proposed state do agree and declare that they forever disclaim all right and title to the unappropriated public lands lying within the boundaries thereof and to all lands lying within said limits owned or held by any Indian or Indian tribes, and that until the title thereto shall have been extinguished by the United States, that's the federal corporation, the same shall be and remain subject to the disposition of the United States, and said Indian lands shall remain under the absolute jurisdiction and control of the Congress of the United States. Congress are just the employees of the United States Corporation, folks. That's all they are. So when you hear that it's under the control of Congress, that simply means it's under the control of Walmart. Oh, excuse me, the United States Corporation. Continues that the lands belonging to citizens of the United States residing without the said state shall never be taxed at a higher rate than the lands belonging to residents thereof. Of course, the 14th Amendment changed that. That no taxes shall be imposed by the state on lands property therein belonging to da 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 da. It goes on, it goes on, it goes. Basically tells you that the Indian lands belong to not the Indians, of course, but to they are basically just property of the United States. That's another illusion. And I know there's one other thing in there that I wanted to read, but I can't find it. This paper here that was presented by the Bar Association goes a little further and actually talks about the Utah State Constitution. I mean, here it tells you right here that you are not a sovereign state. Okay, it was a requirement of the state to not be sovereign in order to join the United States. Utah Constitution, Article 1, Section 3. The state of Utah is an inseparable part of the federal union, and the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. Well, where in that sentence does it say anything about being separate or sovereign? It says quite the opposite. Every state constitution says this. The state of Utah is an inseparable part of the federal union, and the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. How do you argue that? How do you argue with that? It's in the Constitution. What enabled the people of the territory in Utah to do this anyway? Well, Utah Enabling Act did. You see, it wasn't just a free right. No. The Utah Enabling Act, Section 3, Clause 2, Sections 9 and 12, this was from 1894, by the way, enables the people, people being capitalized, that means the representatives, of Utah, enables the people of Utah to form a constitution and state government, and to be admitted into the Union on equal footing with the original states. Now, folks, think about that for a moment. It's the territory of the United States. If you don't just go and you don't just form a state or a nation, this is why states can't, the law actually says that states can't become other states. States can't succeed. Okay, what enabled the people to do it? The federal government required the people of Utah to accept the Utah Enabling Act. Now, some of these enabling acts, like in New Mexico, there's a great, for those people that are in New Mexico and want to stop any multi-language, in other words, make sure everything's in English, there's a very, very specific thing in the Utah Enabling Act that says specifically that English shall be the one and only language. So if your schools are teaching bilingual lesson plans, then they are breaking the very foundation of their constitution. They are, I mean, that is a sin. That is a punishable crime. Folks, the U.S. Constitution has the Supremacy Clause. What is the Supremacy Clause? Well, what is the word supreme? Okay, that's designated for kings. What is the Supremacy Clause? This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. In other words, when you go to court, all judges are federal. All judges are bound by the supreme law of the land. Now, unfortunately, that means they're bound by the bar, because the bar is part of the executive branch of government, and of course the Constitution allows for Congress and other entities to create all of these things. So the bar basically rules. The Property Clause, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2. Congress shall have the power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. And nothing in this Constitution shall be construed as a prejudice, as to prejudice any claims of the United States. So in other words, it's telling you right there, the territories belong to the United States. The United States has the right to make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territories. Thus, you have the Enabling Acts, requirements for a people to become a state. It's a rigged game. The mission was, that's what we're saying. This wasn't just some random process to become a state. You had to follow the rules of the United States. Be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced cloud seeds, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mummy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye, blue sky.
All right, folks, welcome back. Oh, thanks for joining me today. Sorry you have to listen to me rant and get angry and show emotion and do what I'm not supposed to be doing here and the controlled media. But you must like it because you're still here. Oh, boy. You know what's really interesting about the electoral process, or the election, I should say the voting process, to be perfectly clear, is that barely 50% of the people even actually show up that are qualified to vote. So you got to ask yourself, what is the justification that someone can claim power if they don't at least have 50% of the vote? Well, how can you have 50% of the vote if 50% of the people don't even show up to vote? I mean, the whole process is basically, it's basically requires the belief of the people that they are an integral part of the system, that they are actually doing the electing. That is the one thing holding this whole thing together. If people just understood that they don't elect the president, if people understood that these people really have no authority other than what is perceived through this process, well, what a different world it would be. If people could understand the power that they have as individuals. Hey, I got a question for you. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to call in today and either agree or disagree, either way, it's fine. 1-800-313-9443 is the number, and we'll put you right on. I'd like to ask a question, though, to the libertarians out there. First of all, we've kind of figured out by now, I hope, that a simple search can pull up that the Koch brothers were heavily involved in the creation of the libertarian movement, and that Ron Paul was, of course, the first head of one of the Koch brothers' organizations, and that the whole thing was basically a controlled opposition. The question that I would put forward to the libertarians, because it's such a strange movement, and it actually, like I said, when I went to a Libertarian Party meeting, I actually found the whole thing kind of laughable because they were very proud of how unorganized they were. And I thought that was they even said that's one of the traits of a libertarian is to be unorganized. So, I mean, what a brilliant controlled op is to get all the unorganized people together knowing that they'll never get organized. It's wonderful. Wonderful. The question I have is why would a professed and staunch libertarian, well, we'll use Ron Paul as an example, officially run and declare himself a Republican, run under the Republican Party? And there's some good reasons for that, actually, but they're not good reasons. That's the problem. Well, let's answer that. How about planned obsolescence? Most libertarian voters are not registered Republicans, therefore cannot vote for Ron Paul in any primary elections or caucus, making Ron Paul's campaign completely useless and obsolete due to a lack of registered libertarians as registered Republicans. So Ron Paul literally would not be able to win a Republican seat unless all libertarians, and even then it would be not quite work, libertarians would actually have to register as Republicans. It's a losing, I mean, right there, it's a losing, that tells you it's not going to happen. It's just what a ridiculous thing this is. Let me read you this. United States presidential primaries. Maybe this will help make you understand that the Libertarian Party is just another controlled opposition. So this is just from Wikipedia. The series of presidential primary elections and caucuses held in each U.S. state and territory is part of the nominating process of the United States presidential elections. This process was never included in the United States Constitution and thus was created over time by the political parties. We're talking about the primaries here. The whole craziness of the primaries. The media spectacle. That's right, not part of the Constitution, not part of the function of the United States, has nothing to do with the actual elections of president. The whole thing, the whole primary election, is nothing but a non-governmental private association, three of them or more, sometimes there's up to eight, all putting on a show. It has nothing to do with actually electing the president. That's the ironic part. Until you consider the Electoral College. Then you start understanding what it has to do with it. But the whole process of voting in the primaries does not elect the president. It's again, an illusion. Created over time by political parties. Some states only hold primary elections. Some hold caucuses. Others use a combination. Primaries and caucuses are staggered between January and June before the general election in November. General election is the only election. It's the official one. And it's done by the electoral party after the voters legitimize the electoral process. The primary elections are run by state and local governments, while caucuses are private events from private associations that have nothing to do with the political process other than the Electoral College. They are events that are directly run by the political parties themselves. That tells you it's not governmental. A state's primary election or caucus usually is an indirect election. Instead of voters directly selecting a particular person running for president, it determines how many delegates each party's national convention will receive from their respective state. These delegates then in turn select their party's presidential nominee. In one fell swoop, you have just taken all of the people who are interested in running for president in the general election, and you've done away with all competition, leaving the top bloodline candidate. That is what you've just done. You've completely eliminated all other candidates before the election even happens. This is the ridiculousness of parties. This is each party, not the people. Each party determines how many delegates are allocated to each state. Really? What? Planned obsolescence. How do you control the opposition? You take a bunch of otherwise good-hearted people and you convince them to run a Libertarian Party and a Libertarian candidate. You convince them to vote. So, okay. How do we explain this? There's only two answers here to the Libertarian idiocracy. I'm sorry. You have to listen to this, folks. There's two choices here. Okay? Either all libertarians must in the future register as Democrats or Republicans, which would be a travesty, which would be a purposeful deceit, not only to yourself, but to your party ideals. A deceit of idealism and political subterfuge. In other words, you're joining a party that you don't agree with just so you can vote for your candidate, a candidate that should be running in your party in the first place, amounting to an unethical sabotage of another party. They will not be able to register as libertarians. They're forced to register as Democrats or Republicans, excuse me. Okay, that's one choice. What's the other choice? All libertarians must stay out of the Democratic and Republican private political parties and therefore never elect a libertarian into one of those two major or mainstream parties. Which again, so if Ron Paul runs Republican, there's no one there to vote for him in the primary. Thus, he is eliminated before he can ever run for president in the actual election. Man, whoever created this, and I think we know who created this, attorneys of a certain nature, this completely controls the entire structure. What a ridiculous thing. No libertarian will ever win. They cannot win because these two choices are non-choices. Ron Paul is either completely aware of these facts or completely ignorant. Either way, not a good choice. We'll be back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. We start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it.
Welcome back, folks.
Relax, let it flow.
I'm going to say this again. There was either awareness or complete ignorance on this part. It's a very obvious conclusion here that, well, the information we just said, in either situation, awareness or ignorance, Ron Paul's 2012 campaign as a representative of the private association called the Republican Party was, you know, in my opinion, without question, a controlled opposition. What did Lenin say? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? Well, there you go. There was no way he could win because the system that is set up, even if it was just ignorance, which I just don't believe for a second, the system is set up so that he would not be able to win the primary . So there was no way he could ever run for president. Now, if he ran for libertarian, he would at least have gotten on the ticket because he would have obviously won the Libertarian Party ticket. But he ran for Republican where there was no way he was going to win. And when I say there's no way he's going to win, it's because we've just talked about this whole show has been focused on how that system is fixed. Look who the electors are. Look who the electors are. They would not vote for such a man and a movement. Well, what do you guys think? Let's take Richie in Louisiana. How you doing, Richie?
How you doing, Mr. Clint? This is a first-time listener, and I got in a little bit late on before your last break, and it leaves me with many questions. I've been listening to Corey Ive and Mark Stevens and, you know, other patriot types, and from what I heard you just said about the Enabling Act, brings me to ask you, does the Enabling Act void unalienable rights? And if it doesn't, how do we claim our unalienable rights?
You know, the best answer I can give to you, and it's a very hard answer to digest, the concept that you have been literally brainwashed into thinking that your rights come from a piece of paper or some legislator is the very, very problem. Your rights are unalienable under God. The word unalienable or inalienable, if you take that word apart and you actually look it up in the dictionary, you'll find that it literally means a lien. In other words, a piece of paper that defines what the right is, which can be taken away. Rights, any political right is not inalienable. When you're talking about inalienable rights, you're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Okay? Declaration of Independence has nothing to do and is completely diametrically opposed to the Constitution, which is where the confusion stems from. The Declaration of Independence was simply a declaration of why something should happen. You know, those are a dime a dozen. Declarations happen all the time in court. They are not law. The Constitution is law. The Constitution is specifically designed to take away any political rights that it assigns to you. So the best answer I give is to understand the difference between a natural God-given right, which would have existed way before any piece of paper came along, okay, and a political right, which is what government gives you. When you look at the word freedom, okay, the word free represents freedom under God. The word freedom represents tyranny. Freedom means you must obey the law of government. You're free to do what you want as long as you obey the law of government. To be free means you can be free under God as long as you harm no one else. It's a big difference. Your rights are unalienable because of you. Okay, your right to carry a gun has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Okay, your right to carry the gun is the only thing, and use it, by the way, is the only thing that's going to keep your right unalienable. Not a piece of paper, not a government. You, under God, under nature, if you will. Does that answer your question?
No. So when I'm forced into a federal or state or county or parish court, how do I, what is my means to have that body recognize my unalienable rights?
What do you think your unalienable rights are?
The freedom to be, to pursue happiness, to live, to have a living, to make a living wage as a common law trade, to travel the highways and byways unencumbered by license, need a license and I don't need to be regulated by a private corporation.
Okay,
that's
you're
what
talking
I think
about,
unalienable rights are.
You're talking about natural law. So what I would have you do, sir, is I would have you go and I would have you read the Fifth Amendment. I would have you read it over and over and over. Because the Fifth Amendment says that your life, your liberty, and your property can be taken away from you with due process of law. When you go to court and they say, we're going to take your freedom, we're going to take your liberty, that is constitutional. Okay, go read the Fifth Amendment. You're talking about a political right. A political right is not inherent. Only your natural rights are inherent. Natural rights stem.
When I'm charged with exercising a natural right, how do you get the court to recognize it? All right, I'm driving without a license, without a brake tag, without a license plate on my car. I'm exercising the free travel among the common law byways. They pulled me into a court and says, you broke the law. You don't have a license, that and the other. How do I explain to them I don't need those things?
Well, you're talking about rebutting their presumptions, and that's a whole – that would take a whole show to go over. We talk about that quite often. Short answer, your only option is to provably rebut their presumptions of all those things, and that's a whole process, unfortunately.
So there are unalienable rights or there aren't?
An unalienable – there's a saying. I wish I could remember it. But if you contract your natural rights away and accept political rights, there are no unalienable rights.
Okay, I don't want any of that. I want to claim these unalienable rights. But a man in a uniform is telling me I can't, and he's threatening me with incarceration or fine.
Well, you're talking about psychopaths. You can't – you cannot – What can you do about a psychopath? I mean, that's actually one of the great fallacies about being free is the fact that someone will try to use force on you, therefore you can't be free. Yeah,
so
you're going to have to...
In a practical application, unalienable rights is just a theory. There are no unalienable rights that anyone can actually claim then.
Well, you're using the word claim, which is a legal concept. Unalienable rights, again, are natural. They're not in the court. The court does not recognize them per se because the courts are administrative of their own law.
Okay, I'm sorry for being difficult, but now a man in a uniform tells me I don't have the right to travel or grow a garden or get raw milk or whatever. So do you understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Well, I'd like to think I do,
yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what you're looking. What answer do you want? How about that?
I don't know. I think I thought I was coming upon some remedy through Mark Stevens, Corey Ibe.
Sure.
You know, sending all of your contracts, giving them back their contracts, identifying yourself under a common law or outside of a corporate law, and I'm more confused now than I was before.
Well, it's a confusing process. Let me give you this answer before you go on.
Okay.
What you are trying to do, it sounds like, and I might be wrong here, I'm making an assumption. You are trying to claim rights. It would be like you going to Walmart and trying to claim the rights that are given to you by Kmart. They're two separate things. This court does not administer, this police officer does not administer natural rights. He administers political rights.
But I'm under duress. I'm in his courtroom against my will.
Yeah, that's the whole basis of everything. Like I said, we don't have time to go into this, but if you really want an answer to that, look at the Libra Code. We're all under duress. I don't know how else to answer you, sir. I appreciate the call, and there's a lot of information in the past 2 months that we've gone over this. So thank you all, and we'll talk to you next time.
With financial uncertainty.